pun intended podcast vampire jokes bite into hilarious humor. Gina, hey there, joke lovers. Welcome back to another episode of Pun Intended, where we dive into the art of joke telling. I'm your host, Gigglesmith Gina, and today we're sinking our teeth into some fantastic vampire jokes. Whether you're a fan of classic Dracula tales or modern vampire stories, this episode is sure to tickle your funny bone. So, why are vampire jokes universally funny? Maybe it's their timeless appeal, their connection to popular culture, or just the sheer fun of playing with spooky themes. Whatever the reason, vampire jokes have a special place in our hearts. Let's start with some blood-related puns that are sure to give you a fantastic time. Gina, why do vampires love typo blood? Because it's always oh so delicious. What's a vampire's favorite part of a blood transfusion? The vein of it all. Why did the vampire get a job at the blood bank? He wanted to make a withdrawal. And my personal favorite, what did the vampire say to his victim? Your blood is my type. Gina. Now, let's move on to some fantastic jokes. Why don't vampires use mirrors? They can't handle the reflection. What do you call a vampire that acts nice? A sweet bloodsucker. Why did the vampire go to art school? He wanted to learn how to draw blood. And what type of dog do vampires like best? Bloodhounds. Vampires are known for their fangs, and there's plenty of humor to sink your teeth into. Why do vampires always seem sick? They're always coughing. How do vampires start their letters? Tomb, it may concern. Why are vampire families so close? Because blood is thicker than water. And what do you get when you cross a vampire with a snowman? Frostbite. Ready for some cryptic humor? Why did the vampire read cryptic messages? He loved biting into mysteries. What's a vampire's favorite type of puzzle? A cryptic crossword. Why don't vampires ever get lost? They always follow the cryptic clues. And what do you call a cryptic message from a vampire? A blood code. Now let's explore vampire lore and legend. Why did the vampire get a job at the blood bank? Because he wanted to make a withdrawal. What do you get when you cross a vampire with a snowman? Frostbite. Why do vampires always seem sick? Because they're always coughing. And why don't vampires ever get lost? Because they always follow the blood trail. Hungry for more? Let's dive into some monster mashup jokes. Why did the vampire join the zombie band? He wanted to play dead music. What's a vampire's favorite part of a zombie? The necromancer. Why don't vampires and zombies get along? They both want to bite each other. And what do you get when you cross a vampire and a werewolf, a ferocious bloodsucker? Let's not forget some bite-sized humor. Why did the vampire get a job at the blood bank? He wanted to make withdrawals. What's a vampire's favorite fruit? A blood orange. Why did the vampire read a dictionary? He wanted to improve his bite marks. And what do you call a small vampire? A mini biter. Gina, finally, let's wrap up with some campy and cheesy jokes. Why did the vampire get a job at the blood bank? He wanted to work the graveyard shift. How do vampires start their letters? Tomb it may concern. Why are vampires so bad at self-improvement? They can't see their own reflection. And what's a vampire's favorite fruit? A blood orange. Gina, that's all for today's episode of Pun Intended. I hope these jokes made you laugh and brightened your day. Don't forget to share them with your friends and keep the laughter alive. Tune in next week for more puns, jokes, and the stories behind them. Until then, keep smiling and stay punny.